Night Before Christmas by Edna F. Pauley, Golden Spot Gem and Mineral Society. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house not a creature was stirring, there wasn't room for a mouse. With geodes and nodules under table and chair, a wee little mouse can't squeeze in anywhere. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, as visions of fossil fish swam through their heads. And mother, dreaming of opals, and me of a lap, had just settled down for a long winter's nap. When out in the street there rose such a clatter, I jumped out of bed as mad as a hatter, stumbled downstairs, two at a time, just as our clock told its 3 a.m. chime. I opened the door and took a long look. The sight that I saw there would make quite a book. For parking in front, with a roar and a squeak, was dear old Saint Nick in a well-loaded Jeep. He paused just a moment to check his long list, and made doubly certain no one would be missed. There's agate, onyx, turquoise and rhodonite, carnelian, crystal, sapphire and malachite. He named every stone I ever had heard, and my heart was so happy it sang like a bird. For rocks to a rock hound are really a must, right next to that stuff labeled In God We Trust. It took quite a while to do this little chore, but as soon as he'd finished, he came straight to our door. And I can't understand, though I've honestly tried, but before I could turn, he was right there inside. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work, and I stood there and watched, though I felt like a jerk. For he knew what I wanted more than I did myself, and was wise beyond reason, this right jolly old elf. The gifts he had brought were trips for next year, and the making of new friends from far and near, the singing of old songs around campfires bright, and being with the gang every rock meeting night. He picked up his pack and prepared to depart, and I gave him my thanks from the bottom of my heart. For friendship, we know, is a wonderful gem and the principal key to peace among men. He sprang to his Jeep and stepped on the gas and left mid the snowflakes which sparkled like glass. But I heard him exclaim as he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas, Rockhounds, and to all a good night."